In college, a Floridian called me a Yankee. No one had ever called me that before. But being from Ohio, that is exactly what I was. I've claimed a lot of different labels throughout my life. Wife, daughter, friend, child of divorce, teacher, baton twirler, Christian, yogi. The last two don't always get along. I've been in churches and yoga studios and felt like I didn't belong. Parts of me didn't fit into either box. Christian, yogi. I face questions and doubts from both sides. I've long been a little rebellious, dare I say liberal, when it comes to religion. I got my first tattoo when I was 19. It's on my left foot, and it's a broken heart. A wayward, rugged cross goes through and completes it. I got it a year before my mom unexpectedy died from pneumonia and a MRSA infection. I was the one who had to decide to take her off of life support. Losing my mom broke me. Just looking at that tattoo on my foot reminded me that I don't have to stay broken. I can find healing, and I did. I marked that moment by adding on to my first tattoo, surrounding it with my favorite Bible verse in Spanish, Todo lo puedo hacerlo en Cristo que me fortalece, which means, I can do all things through Christ who giveth me the strength. These two together keep me motivated. But I've been sitting in groups where people go on and on about how tattoos are wrong and sinful. They have no idea that I have four. I went to a Bible college. While I never had any hang-ups about tattoos, I used to judge people on their appearances and convictions, and whether they had an alcoholic drink in their hand or if they had had sex before marriage. And I never pushed closer to get to know their heart. I just needed to be told how to live. I needed a set standard to know what was right and what was wrong, who to judge and who to accept. And then my mom died, and it was like hitting a midlife crisis 20 years too soon. One of my favorite authors, the Franciscan priest, Richard Rohr, posits that entering the second half of life has little to do with age and everything to do with life-altering circumstances and how we choose to face them. He says that those who have fallen down are the only ones who understand up. I took a hard fall. The semester after my mom died, I was a leader for a youth group and getting burnt out on church and the self-righteous posturing. During a prayer service, I started walking towards the back of the sanctuary, and I was like, I'm done. I'm just done with this. And that's when I heard what I believe to be God say, you can leave this church, but you're never going to leave me, and I'm not going to stop pursuing you. So just deal with the people. Even when I wasn't sure if I believed in it anymore, I never stopped going to church because I never stopped believing in God. About 5 years ago, I found another way to connect with the divine. And this time, it was through movement on a mat. I was a dancer and a baton twirler in high school, and I'm unapologetically Pentecostal. So when I worship, I jump and I dance and I clap my hands. Yoga became a new form of worship. Of course, saying that sometimes elicits funny looks or self-righteous remarks about worshiping false gods. There's no way around it. Yoga has Hindu roots. But what I found is that in the past, Yahweh, the Hebrew name for God, could not be spoken, but only breathed. Yahweh. Yahweh. It's the same kind of deep, guttural sound that I've come to know in yoga as Ujjayi Pranayama, or the Darth Vader breath. In a light-filled yoga studio, I connect with my body, with my breath, and I pray in movement. My life looks much different now than I thought it would. For a long time, I wanted to be a missionary. The summer after my mom died, I went to Honduras for a week. I was working for the Trash Mountain Project, a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping children and families who make a living by rifling through trash dumps in the developing world. That's where I felt called to serve. When I was about to graduate from college, I told God, I'm going to move to a Spanish-speaking country, and I'm never going to live in the Midwest ever again. Within a few months, I started working at Irving Elementary School in Sioux City, Iowa, in the dual language program. So I kind of got both. The word yoga is derived from the Sanskrit root yuj, meaning to yoke, to unite, or to join, and that's what I've done. Last fall, I was at the Iowa Culture and Language Conference. During one session, we heard from several adult immigrants who overcame the obstacles and managed to arrive into their new American selves. One man, a refugee from Sudan who had been living in Des Moines for more than 30 years, said, "In our culture, we will not seek therapy or go to a counselor for help, but we will go have coffee with friend." I've been a part of North Middle's newcomer language program for 3 years. I've seen students struggling to make the transition and acting out. They're triggered by teachers calling on them in class, and some of them even flinch when the bell rings. They've lost so much. Their country, their culture, their home, and their sense of stability, their sense of self. So I wondered, what can we do to help students who are immigrants and refugees arrive into themselves? How could we give them the ability to go have coffee with friend? I partnered with English teachers, yoga teachers, and art therapists to create a 6-week program called This Is Me. For 3 hours every Saturday morning, 15 students from places like Ethiopia, Guatemala, Vietnam, Somalia, Mexico, Puerto Rico got to be part of a mindful movement, writing, and art therapy activities. We made a giant mural that's hanging outside my office. They sketched out self-portraits and journaled about where they've been, where they are now, and where they're going. Recently, I went back home to Ohio and drove by my childhood home on Chestnut Street. I looked out the window at the mauve-colored Victorian-style home with a wraparound porch and the shadow of where my mom's hydrangea bushes used to grow, and I broke, all over again. I lost my sense of home when I was 7 years old and my parents got divorced, and I've been looking for it ever since. I finally found it in myself, and that can never be taken away. My home is not a physical structure. It's peace within myself. It's acceptance of myself. It's living what Maya Angelou said. You are only free when you realize you belong no place. You belong every place, no place at all. If you can belong to yourself, you belong everywhere. And that's what I want to give these students. I want them to know what it feels like to belong to themselves.
Tori Albright shared her story at Ode's live storytelling event earlier this month. The theme was belonging. Join us on Wednesdays to hear more. Next week...
In the past, it was easy. Break up with a girlfriend, go on a road trip, eat some mushrooms. These options aren't available anymore.
Ode is a storytelling series where community members tell true stories on stage to promote positive impact through empathy. The next live show is Friday, July 27 at the Marquee in downtown Sioux City. The theme is Lessons Learned. Support for Siouxland Public Media and Ode comes from Siouxland Woman Magazine, celebrating women, supporting diversity, and supporting the Siouxland Tri-State area. For more information about Siouxland Woman Magazine, visit their website at siouxlandwoman.com. The music is by Sean Blomberg, played live at Ode last year. For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Allie Carson.
When there's nothing left to lose, I can fly right if I choose. You can buy, but you can't wear my shoes. I've got nothing left to lose. So I'm heading home to lick my wounds. And share with my family the news. Put some miles on these here shoes. I've got nothing left to lose. So hop the midnight train down the coast. I was still wrestling with your ghost. And it caught me a bad case of the blues. When I had nothing left to lose. Thank you. spinning circles in the sand. And down came a guiding hand. Show me the way, I was confused. When I had nothing left to lose, when there's nothing left to lose. You could fly right if you choose. Shame on me and shame on you. When there's nothing left to lose. Thanks.